My baby don't care for clothes. My baby don't care for shows. My baby cares for me.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We are joined today by Michael Sampson.
Why did Greg Bach get a bunch of Slayer music and stuff, and I'm getting like romantic wedding songs?
Jane took some liberties and swapped out your music for wedding themes.
Michael had a couple glasses of wine last night and became inspired.
Just a little too sappy, I think.
Just wait. It gets better.
She's okay. Pretty good at finding music. I don't know if you've been listening this week, but she's taken a lot of liberties this week and found some pretty good stuff. So trust her.
Well, we mentioned Greg Bach. I just want to publicly say that I'm very upset with him for his comment about gout when he was on here last. We're a small community, but, you know, we take pills. We sometimes can't walk, and he's just making jokes about us. So
you avoid asparagus.
Screw you.
I love the things that fire up, flare up a gout bout. Is that what it's called?
Gout bout? Sound like
a bout of gout?
A fight with gout.
is beer, like red wine, meat, and asparagus. And the only thing you're actually good at staying away from is asparagus.
Mushrooms, shellfish. I mean, yeah, you got to eat steaks if you're going to go to a steakhouse. Just want a salmon.
Like, I got to drink some beer.
But it's like, it comes and goes, though, because there's certain beer. So Miller Lights, some of the local beers, I think, are made differently in the United States. When I went to, you know, I've been to other countries, Croatia and Greece, and I'll have 100 beers over there, and I'm not limping around.
What's the ingredient difference?
I have no idea.
Just talk to our friends who are brewmasters. They probably know the difference.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like everything, where everything in Europe just is cleaner and better for you than everything in America.
Like ketchup.
Yes, like ketchup. Oh, the things that I deal with you. All right. Well, so like I said, Michael Sampson is here. We're getting married on Saturday.
If you made some better food sometimes, I wouldn't have to put ketchup all over it.
Wow.
No?
Too far.
I do love ketchup. It's the number one. I think it's still the number one condiment, and salsa take that over. I don't think salsa is a condiment, so I could fight with people on that one. But
what is salsa then, if it's not a condiment?
I don't know. It's not a condiment. It's not a mustard. It's not a ketchup.
Is it a dip?
It's not mayo. It's a dip. Yeah.
I guess you can put salsa on top of things, and then it becomes a sauce.
Call it a dip. Like taco dip.
A dippy sauce.
Can't go to a party without taco dip. Can't come to Waukesha without Taco John's. A lot of taco stuff.
All right, so I wore, for people who are not watching the live stream on YouTube or Facebook or Twitter and can't see us, I made the last minute call to wear my fun Hawaiian shirt, because today's a party and we're celebrating. And I remembered that this was the shirt that I ordered for our first Halloween together, where we boldly went couples costume after only having dated for like a month and a half. And it still goes down, I think, as one of the best couples costumes.
Well, I think it started with, we ran through the gamut of, Kristen always wants to dress like a male figure for Halloween.
Because it's funnier.
So it's like, what's male, you know, if she's picking a male, do I have to go female, or is there a male duo that we could do together?
Is that how it started? I thought I just threw it out there, and you said you could either be... So we ended up dressing as Ace Ventura and Ray Finkel.
I think I was
Ace Ventura.
I was going to be Snowflake, I think, for a little bit, you know, which could be male or female.
Costume.
No one knows. Buy the dolphin costume, but it seems real hot. So I went Ray Finkel instead.
And we won a costume contest that night.
Anything
it's a good start to the relationship.
Excuse to shave into a mustache, I will do for a Halloween costume.
So speaking of the start to the relationship, how would you describe in your words, what is our origin story?
Kristen was just bored up in the Wisconsin Dells, hanging out with
Dells.
Or Wisconsin Rapids.
You can't even get the starting right.
Hanging out with Debbie and Pete, you know, just bored looking at the river. And she's like, where should I move? Maybe Milwaukee? Let's go on Hinge and just creep on guys that are in Milwaukee from Wisconsin Rapids. And she starts trolling through guys.
Well, because it's the only app that doesn't use geolocation. And so I couldn't do Bumble or any other ones because the 100-mile radius, Milwaukee's outside of that radius. And so Hinge, you can just say you're in Milwaukee even when you're not.
And she's like, look at this hot stud in this Boston Red Sox hat.
Oh, that's not how it happened.
Look at this other photo of him like on a scooter with an Aaron Rodgers jersey. He looks fun. I want to date this man.
No, you saw me first. You're the one who sent me a digital rose on Hinge. Yeah,
she denies that I sent her a rose, but I think I spent like a hard $3 on that rose just to get bumped up the train.
Because there was a lot. Yes. There was a lot of matches.
It's a lot, yeah. You were my only match, so.
Ben was my brother. Ben's when I sent him screenshots of our first Hinge, like our Hinge profiles and our first exchange, in case he wanted to use any of it for his, because he's our officiant this weekend, and he was like, "Can't believe he was wearing a hat in his first photo in the dating profile." I was like, "Wait, because it was a Boston hat and he's trying to date girls in Milwaukee?" He goes, "No, just a hat in general." And so that was not the move Ben would have done.
Because girls will think you're bald or something? What's the no hat thing?
Maybe.
I'm not a big hat guy to begin with. You know, I still have hair right now, so I'm trying to enjoy it. Sorry, Mark Twos. Yeah, so I don't know why you're so weirded up by the Boston hat.
I don't know. I guess anyways, you'll have to explain that. So we matched on Hinge, and then what happened?
Matched on Hinge. I think our first date, I was actually in Mexico, in Tulum. She was visiting Milwaukee. I offered my apartment to her. To this random stranger, because I'm such a nice guy. Like, hey, stranger, you want to stay at my place? Because I'm going to be in Mexico.
And you said, please just don't touch my basketball cards.
Don't touch my basketball cards. Otherwise, you can stay there. Don't touch my ketchup. But she didn't stay there. She stayed at a hotel. And I think our first date, FaceTime, I was in a hot tub in Tulum on my patio. And I was like, I bet you never thought you'd get me in the hot tub on the first date. She was drinking beers from a hotel room.
Because you're such a prude.
And it's magic ever since.
Yeah. And I hadn't actually even moved yet. And so we still had 2 more weeks. And I think I remember saying, we should take this slow. Because I didn't want to jump into anything, moving to a new city, and have all of your friends be my friends. And then if it didn't work out, have none of my own friends. But we managed to, here we are.
She still barely has any friends, but I'm here to cover for her.
So I guess, we gotta go to break. When we come back, Michael Sampson will still be here.
Something he can't see. Baby don't care. No, baby just cares for. He just says his prayers.